Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to zakat as a purification? The ulama have given various reasons. Let us make mention of one or two of them. One of them is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has termed this obligation as zakat, which the literal and the root word is purification, in that it purifies the person's wealth after he has given zakat. That whatever he has given zakat, after giving zakat, the remainder of his wealth, it is purified for him to use. And this has been corroborated in another statement of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which appears in Tibrani Sharif, that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Inna Allah lam yafrid az-zakat." Allah has not made zakat for us, illa liyutayyiba ma baqiya min amwalikum, but to purify the remainder of your wealth. Right? So if you give zakat, it becomes permissible for you to utilize the remainder of your wealth. The converse of it is also true, that if you do not give zakat, there is also this aspect that the remainder of your wealth also becomes tainted. And this has been also made mention in another hadith, which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mu'ana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has made mention of his in Fazail al-Sadaqat, "Man kasaba tayyiban khabbathahu man'u zakat." And this is a very great warning. He whose his earnings are halal and it is pure, the failure to give zakat on it makes it impure, regards it and becomes tainted. Now what a great warning, that wealth which you have earned through great amount of striving and difficulty and effort, but you're not giving 2.5% of your wealth in zakat, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, because of you not giving, the remainder of the wealth becomes tainted. So this is one of the reasons why zakat is known as a purification. The other aspect is, the ulama have said, is it purifies us from the tendency of excessive fondness for wealth. And more often than not, one of the root cause of guna and sin and transgression is love for wealth. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلُّ خَتِيعَةٍ أو كما قال, the love of this wealth is a root cause of many evils. So zakat is a purifier to purify us from excessive fondness from wealth. Now one of the beauties of our deen is that it has taken into account and taken cognizance of the benefits of wealth. It has made mention that there are benefits of it. أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قيامة. Allah Ta'ala says in the fourth juz of the Quran in Surah Nisa, this wealth which Allah Ta'ala has made for you qiyam, as a means of your existence. So Allah Ta'ala refers to wealth as a means of your existence. Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hadith has also on many a times referred to wealth as khair, as good. Allah has made mention and referred to wealth as good. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, "Ni'mal malu salih lir rajul salih." Very good is that wealth which is in the hands of a pious person, because he would utilize that wealth in a beneficial manner. Another hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that there are two people who are worthy of being envious about. And one of them is the person who has been granted wealth by Allah and he utilizes that wealth correctly. So this is the beneficial aspect. But there is also no doubt that wealth has also its negative aspects. And no one who reads this ayat of the Holy Quran can have any doubt with regard to it. Allah Ta'ala says in the Surah Tawbah, in the 10th juz of the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Those who hoard gold and silver and wealth, and the way Allah Ta'ala says in another place in the Holy Quran, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ, and they feel that their wealth will remain with them forever and forever, and they do not part of portion of that wealth in the path of Almighty Allah, then give them glad tidings of a severe chastisement and azab that will come upon them. يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. The wealth would be made hot in the fire of Jahannam. فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَزُهُورُهُمْ. And with that wealth, after being made hot in the fire of Jahannam, it would be branded, their faces, their sides, and their foreheads would be branded with that. And Allah will tell them, "Hada ma."